From London, BBC Caribbean Report.
American ambassador in Trinidad clarifies the U.S. policy on a regional shipwrighter agreement. Further accusations of sweatshop labor directed at companies associated with Disney and operating in Haiti, and attention to be given to child labor in the Caribbean. I'm Oren Gordon, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. The U.S. ambassador to Port of Spain says his government has no intention of taking over the region through the shipwrighter agreement. Reporting from Port of Spain, Tony Fraser.
Ambassador Alan Donnelly told a group of businessmen in Port of Spain today the stigma and suspicion attached to the shipwrighter agreements were placed there not by the government of the United States, but by an American academic, Elliot Abrams. Ambassador Donnelly says his government does not share the Abrams' view that because of the narco trafficking through the region, the U.S. government should assume responsibility for sovereignty here. He says the model agreement is one between two Coast Guard units designed to track down drug traders. Ambassador Donnelly says his government has not done a very good job of countering the negatives, but he says he and his colleagues throughout the region are about to embark on an information program on the agreement. Trinidad and Tobago is one of several Caribbean states to have signed the agreement, but Barbados and Jamaica remain skeptical. Tony Fraser in Port of Spain for BBC Caribbean Report.
The ambassador of the Organization of Eastern Caribbean States in Brussels, Edwin Laurent, is shedding more light on the European Parliament's position on the ACP banana quota.